Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm talking to you and I'm thinking. I'm trying to help you once and for all for sabilillah. Where's all this problem come from? You will not believe it. You will not believe it. Is Islam. Is Iman. Real Islam and real Iman. Because if you are a Muslim and a mu'min, you belong to Allah wa Rasuluh. And if you belong to Allah wa Rasuluh, you won't be good. You won't develop yourself to be beneficial to yourself, beneficial to society, beneficial to your future husband or wife, beneficial to your kids. But imagine, who can make you blind? Only Allah. Why Allah blind me? Because I'm arrogant. I'm arrogant. That's it. I'm arrogant. I'm refusing to seek knowledge. I'm refusing to grow. You remember the most dangerous verses in Quran? What happened? You forget Allah. Allah make you forget yourself. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, what he said about that? He said one of the most dangerous verses in Quran. And what it mean? Allah make you forget yourself. Allah make you forget your own goodness. Imagine when Allah make you forget your own goodness. What you can give to other? Hamo? Just talk? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, without mentioning names, I know a few people in my life. Allah allowed them to humble themselves to me. Look at their life today. They achieve a lot. And how they achieve it? Just listening to me step by step. Little by little we develop. Little by little we build. Little by little we achieve. Take it easy. Do things step by step. Let me tell you something. All the people around me and survive, which is a few, they have certain humble and humility with all respect to you. This is why they continue. All the people who claim they are so elite and so intelligent, they cannot do what I did. Do you know why? They never do things one at a time. They won't jump. You cannot jump in this life. You cannot jump in this life. You have to do things step by step. Look at even Allah, what he did to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The da'wah in Mecca going like crawling. The da'wah was very slow in Mecca. Very a lot of effort. Very small amount of result according to us. But very strong. Later on, you will see the result. Why? Step by step. Allah building the nation step by step. Today, the majority of young people do not have a step by step. They want to jump. They want to jump. And they're losing many steps in the way. And they fall down on their neck. And they go again and they jump. They never learn from their mistake. Why? They refuse to seek knowledge, refuse consultation, refuse verification, refuse a good humble and humility to elder around them to seek knowledge. Poor human being. Poor human being. You're destroying yourself. You're destroying your future. You're destroying the future of any family you can have. And if you destroy the future of the nation and mankind. Just by your own arrogance. It's a big musibah. Why we do not seek knowledge? We do not value. Why you do not value? Because you do not even value your own self. If you do not value your own self, can you value anybody? When you refuse to value yourself, and how you value yourself if you're not seeking knowledge and develop yourself, and how you develop yourself when you do not have it? By seeking knowledge and consultation. Why I do not do it? Arrogant and blindness and ignorant. And everything according to my nafs, not according to principle. I hope all these messages wake up some part of your heart and once and for all wake up and learn and grow before it's too late. One day you look for this voice will be dead. The voice or awareness and learning will be dead. And you will go back to your own genetic, your own arrogance, and will be too late. Wake up big time. Today I'm alive, tomorrow I'm dead. Did we see our parents and their mistake? Did we see our society and the mistake? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a story of all the nation before us? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about all the mistakes he done for us to learn from it? How many times I used to try to teach you about the Quranic story, what the lesson to be learned? When we ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we ignore the Quranic story in Quran, tell me what will happen? If I'm missing a big portion of the Quran, what it mean? One scholar, when I was young, he said, every story in Quran, you will have to go through it in life. And if you do not learn from the Quran and learn the lesson and the advice Allah give you, what will happen? You will fail to the same thing. And this is what we do. Ask yourself, how many Quranic story you know? How many Quranic story you know the wisdom from it? And how many of this wisdom you really know it? And you practice it in your life and make it alive in your own vision and thinking. Why? Again, blindness and ignorance. To the point, I'm not willing to learn from the mistake of others. Mistake of other. Mistake of the history. Is a part of our iman. Why Allah tell us about the story of Iblis, la'natullah alayhi? A story of Adam, all the story. What the value? Do you ever think about it? Ya Allah, wallahi, I'm talking to you and my chest is tight, very tight. We have no value. We have no value. If you have no value to the word of Allah, you have no value to the story of Allah, you not have the no value of the wisdom of Allah, you will have value to me. And if you lost value to yourself, how you can value anybody else? And this is what's happening today to all of us. And this is why even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you his own value, you do not follow it. The value of Rasulullah SAW and his message, we do not follow it. When we meet people with a good value, we do not value. And most of all, Allah make you destroy yourself by yourself. And you do not know. Wake up big time. Me and you, the time is short, very short, and the damage will be done big time. And you will be crying, but it will be too late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.